Hello, we're studying from Kabbalah for the Student, article Matan Torah, the Giving of the Torah, page 247, item 13. You can ask questions in Kabbalah TV. There you can find the article and ask questions. Selected questions will be aired. So again, we're studying from Kabbalah for the Student, page 247. The article is Matan Torah, the Giving of the Torah. We're in item 13.
There are two parts in the Torah. One, mitzvot, between man and God. And two, mitzvot between man and man. And they both aim for the same thing, to bring the creature to the final purpose of dvekut with Him. Furthermore, even the practical side in both of them is really one and the same. Because when one performs an act, lishma, without any mixture of self-love, meaning without finding any benefit for himself, then one does not feel any difference whether one is working to love one's friend or to love the Creator. This is so because it is a natural law for any being that anything outside one's own body is regarded as unreal and empty. And any movement that a person makes to love another is performed with a reflected light and some reward that will eventually return to him and serve him for his own good. Thus, such an act cannot be considered love of another, because it is judged by its end. It is like rent that finally pays off. However, the act of renting is not considered love of another, but making any kind of movement only as a result of love of others without any spark of reflected light and no hope for any kind of self-gratification in return is completely impossible by nature. Maybe we'll start again from the beginning of the item. Again, item 13. There are two parts in the Torah. One, mitzvot between man and God. And two, mitzvot between man and man. And they both aim for the same thing, to bring the creature to the final purpose of dvekut with Him. Furthermore, even the practical side in both of them is really one and the same. Because when one performs an act, lishma, without any mixture of self-love, meaning without finding any benefit for himself, then one does not feel any difference whether one is working to love one's friend or to love the Creator. This is so because it is a natural law for any being that anything outside one's own body is regarded as unreal and empty. And any movement that a person makes to love another is performed with a reflected light and some reward that will eventually return to him and serve him for his own good. Thus, such an act cannot be considered love of another, because it is judged by its end. It is like rent that finally pays off. However, the act of renting is not considered love of another. But making any kind of movement only as a result of love for others without any spark of reflected light, and no hope for any kind of self-gratification in return, is completely impossible by nature. It is written in the Tikkuni Zohar about that, with regard to the nations of the world, every grace they do for themselves. This means that all the good deeds that they do, either toward their friends or toward their God, are not because of their love of others, but because of their love of themselves. And that is because it is completely unnatural. Therefore, only those who keep Torah and mitzvot are qualified for it. Because by accustoming themselves to keeping Torah and the mitzvot in order to bring contentment to their Maker, they gradually depart from the bosom of the natural creation and acquire a second nature, being the above-mentioned love of others. This is what brought the sages of the Zohar to exclude the nations of the world from loving their fellow person, when they said, every act of grace that they do for themselves, because they are not involved in keeping Torah and mitzvot lishma. And the only reason they serve their gods is for reward and salvation in this world and in the next. Thus, their worship of their gods is because of self-love, too, and they will never perform an action that is outside the boundaries of their own bodies, for which they will be able to lift themselves, even a wisp, above their basic nature.
Meaning, we have a nature that can only receive, and even though it seems to us that we give something to someone, it only seems that way, and we can never give from ourselves, but it is always on the with the calculation of how to receive. You can call it the law of preservation of energy, or however you want to call it, but no one can extract anything out of himself, but only in a way of like trade, that if he needs to compensate for what he loses. That is how the entire matter of creation works, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. And the more evolved, the more complex and cunning this process is. However, there is nature that is on a different level, which is bestowal, opposite of reception of what we have. We have no ability to act that way. It doesn't exist in our nature. We have no such ability because it's opposite. It's called the upper nature. That's there. There is only bestowal and not reception. There, the calculation is different. How do I give without anything in return? How can this be done? With our own forces, it's impossible. But in that same space called the spiritual world, that's how it works. And there is the possibility and even the obligation to move from the corporeal area, which is entirely reception, to the spiritual, which is entirely bestowal, and it's done through reception of Torah. And for that, there is also the giving of the Torah for those who are interested. Those who yearn for it are called Israel, Yisharkel, and those who don't yearn for it are called the nations of the world, the Gentiles, meaning it's all according to the inner desire in man's heart, and there are no other discernments here. Questions first from Chicago. Yes.
Gianni from New York is saying that it's very confusing why here he talks about Or Chozer as that which will.
Ah, Or Chozer she medaber kan ze ze lo
gets from selfish act.
Ze lo Or Chozer she anachnu
medaber. It's not the returning light that we talk about in Pticha and study of ten sefirot. It's something completely different. It's like a bestowal. It's different. Where does it say that here? It's the amount that comes back to me. Light is called pleasure. Returning, how much light returned to me was reflected to me. So the reflected light that he talks about here is really how much I profit from the story. Yes, Zohar.
Luis Delgado is asking, what's the purpose of Dvekut to him?
The purpose of adhesion to him is to be as him. He wants us to be like him, as it says that people of Israel will return to the Creator, your Lord. That's it. Adhesion is attainment of the Creator, the greatest possible level, the most profound, the highest. Next.
No.
Go on.
He writes here that regarding the actions, they're both equal.
Who?
The precepts of between man and God and the between man and man.
Right.
So what does it mean that regarding the action, they both are as one discernment?
They're equal because there is no difference for me who I bestow upon. If it does not come back to me, then I can't do it not to my friends nor to the Creator. My will to receive does not differentiate who I'm bestowing upon, as long as it's not calculating any profit from it. It's worthwhile bestowing upon the Creator, I get more from Him. And it's not as worthwhile to bestow upon a person because I get less from that. No. Wait a second. I see that from a person I can profit $1,000,000, then I put aside all the commandments, doesn't matter, it'll come later. You'll forgive me. But first, I have business here. I have something to do here. I have greater profit. In other words, the will to receive determines who is more important. According to the extent that he receives, that's it. Do you understand that? Check yourself and you'll see that you're constantly acting that way. And usually, this world is more important than the Creator. Everything you have is more important than the Creator. That's why, when do you think of Him? When do you yearn to reach Him, to bestow upon Him? Maybe in this momentarily, a minute a day. And all the rest is here in this world. It's greater importance because you see profit. However, if you would not follow profit, but you would follow bestowal, that's a different calculation. Okay, let's continue. Moscow.
It turns out that every day we're making profits on account of others in the 10, more and more. Where's the limit here? Where's the end here?
The profit from the 10 is that I come closer to the revelation of the Creator in it. To the extent I connect to the friends and make an effort to bestow upon them, by that I develop my will to bestow to the Creator until I reach a state that I can bestow upon Him. That's it. What's the limit? There is no limit. The connection in the 10, accordingly, we attain connection to the Creator. What can be otherwise here? Go on.
Item 14. Thus, we can clearly see that towards those who keep Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, there is no difference between the two parts of the Torah, even on the practical side. This is because before one accomplishes it, one is compelled to feel any act of bestowal, either toward another person or toward the Creator, as emptiness beyond conception. But through great effort, one slowly rises and attains a second nature. And then one attains the final goal, which is dvekut, adhesion with Him. Since this is the case, it is reasonable to think that the part of the Torah that deals with man's relationship with his friend is more capable of bringing one to the desired goal. This is because the work in mitzvot between man and God is fixed and specific, and it is not demanding, and one becomes easily accustomed to it. And everything that is done out of a habit is no longer useful. But the mitzvot between man and man are changing and irregular, and demands surround him wherever he may turn. Hence, their cure is much more certain, and their aim is closer.
It's a very, very special article, and very sharp. Very decisive. Baal Sulam says it simply and directly. Well, maybe not completely. He hides it under all these different phrases. But what is he saying? Human nature is a will to receive. It's born a beast, lives as a beast, and dies a beast, and it's worse than a beast because it has this cunning intellect of how to cheat others and how to exploit the entire world, seemingly for his own benefit. That's how we were born and how we exist. This state is known, and it's clear to us. And there is the next state, which we need to reach, and all of reality is aimed at that state, to attain the upper world. You shall see the world in your life. To attain it while we are alive here, we need to change our nature here, in this world, now. We need to attain the new quality of bestowal that we don't have in us. And within this quality of bestowal, we need to attain the source of bestowal, which is the Creator. And we attain this through a special force that's discovered called Torah, because the light in it reforms, that this light, this special force, it corrects us from our nature to receive to our nature to bestow. We need to advance to that, whether we like it or not. That's the purpose of creation. It's the plan of creation, and we need to apply it. We need to do it. Now, to the extent we're capable or incapable, we need to see that it goes according to our development. Because everything that happens to a person in every moment in his life and for all of humanity together and all different times and incidents, it is all in order to advance us towards absolute bestowal, all of us together, each of us independently, and so on. That's what we need to do. So a person needs to understand nothing will happen to him in life, but only according to attainment of that goal. And if he accepts that, if he hears this, and he wants to somehow participate in that, because there is no choice, otherwise he'll be under these blows and pressure. But if he wants to apply the purpose of creation, the plan of creation that comes down to him daily and greater heaviness, then he can ease himself in attaining the purpose of creation, which is necessary, and he enters a world which is entirely good, a state which is entirely goodness. That are the options that a person faces. But there's no choice, he'll have to do it either way. In this article, this is the first article that he wrote with for humanity about the matter of revelation of the soul of man. He immediately explains this simply. We're opposite from spirituality, and during this life here and now in this world, we need to reach spirituality. We need to attain the Creator. We need to attain it, spirituality, and it's done through the connection between us, and we have no choice. We cannot refrain from it. It will happen either in a good way or a bad way. It needs to be done. You want to speed up? You want to shorten the bad times? It's possible. How? By getting assistance to attain the quality of bestowal. That's it. It's very concrete. He doesn't hide anything here. He writes it a little bit here, things behind the words or phrases. But really, this article is very, very sharp. There is a reason why it was shut down immediately when he published it. Yes, Zohar.
Chicago. Rafael from Brazil is asking, what should I give to friend?
What do I need to give the friend? Nothing other than an example. An example that I yearn for the quality of bestowal, which in my eyes is the Creator, that I value it as the greatest possible thing, but not that it's detached from me and I don't touch it, that I do want to attain it, that I do want it to clothe on me, in me. I want to be in these actions, in my thoughts, entirely like the Creator. That's called Israel Yasharkel. To such an extent that I'll have no thought, no desire, no action outside of how it exists in the Creator. That's what we need to do. To the extent I truly want this, then this quality is clothed in me, this quality of bestowal, and it starts determining all of this in me, and that's considered that the upper light is clothed in man, in the created being. Moscow.
Do people have a chance to reach the purpose of creation without studying Kabbalah?
I can't say. I don't think so. But there are different forms of study. There has to be some guidance because a person doesn't understand anything about it. There has to be some framework that will support the person because he himself is completely detached of any kind of spirit. There has to be a framework that a person can suit himself to the spiritual form. And that is why he won't be able to advance without a framework or without guidance, because in this world we need to imprint, to get a model, to get a replication of the spiritual world through the relationships between us. That's why this world was created. It wasn't created for no reason. There's a need for it. We need to build this form here to such an extent that Baal Salam explains to us the shape of the last generation of human beings that attain spirituality in this world, and they apply this spirituality in their lives in this world, in their relationships between them, in the work between them, in the different forms of existence, that too needs to clothe in nature, in this world, in the future society. That the end of correction is not attained only on the spiritual, but it also has to touch the corporeal world, and it has to be realized here in the corporeal world to its full extent. Therefore, we can't advance the spiritual attainment, the spiritual correction, with detachment of everything that happens to us in this world. That's why a person needs to yearn to be in a 10, and in a group that he learns, and in a teacher that teaches, and all these things that are involved in that. Let's continue, yes.
In item 13, he explained to us that whatever act a person does is for his own self-good. You cannot do anything except for yourself.
Right.
And then he said, only the ones who keep the Torah and mitzvot, if they accustom themselves to keep the Torah and mitzvot in order to give commitment to the Creator, they gradually come out of their first nature and they acquire the second nature, loving others.
Yes.
And then, in item 14, he said, in this process there are two parts of the Torah, between man and man and between man and God, and it's better to work between man and man, because it will help you to come closer to the purpose of coming out of the self-love. But in item 13, he explained that whatever you do regarding others, it stays self-love. So how does he send us to work in a place that, to begin with, he says, for sure you're going to work for yourself.
But you are tied to the light that reforms, and you work with the friends. So in this work with the friends, you work practically in a way that's clear to you. You're either receiving or bestowing, and to what extent, this or that, according to how you help one another. And then you feel how you have a necessity to draw the light that reforms, that you're missing in the relationships between you, this mutual connection, this mutual bestowal. And therefore, if you work correctly, then you work on the connection between us through the light that reforms, which is outside of us. And then it turns out that we draw the Creator to be present within us, because thanks to Him, we can realize this mutual bestowal. So every single action we do between man and friend, the Creator is present there, and He is the one that maintains this connection between us. It's His force, it's His strength. And let's continue. What?
Wasi from Croatia is asking, how can I be impressed of an action of bestowal if my whole nature is against the quality of bestowal?
That's true. Slowly, he's missing a group. If he enters the group and the group will work on him and he'll work on the group, then it will happen. We need to give the upper light a place to appear, a deficiency. We need to draw it so it will act. And then, all in all, it acts. I don't have a quality of bestowal in me, and I never will. But if I draw the light that reforms, and He'll be in me, and He will do the work, I will remain in my matter, a will to receive. But what do I need to do? To the extent I want to reject others, push them away, I need to have a pulling force which is greater than that rejecting force that will connect everyone. And then it all depends on that relationship, on the ratio between my rejecting force that comes from my nature, that will be less than the upper force that I will draw that will dominate me. And to the extent the force of bestowal will dominate the force of reception. All in all, this attitude will determine my degree. I see that we're going to move on to questions. Moscow.
What can we as a group give the world, or what should we give the world? What should be left after we leave so that each and every person can advance towards spirituality?
I don't know what's behind us, in front of us. I know all these things are eternal, and we exist eternally. We need to understand what our role is, and that is to draw the light that reforms, which is called Torah, to our world, so that whoever needs it can use it. Whoever doesn't can understand what happens, how the world behaves, and what we can gain from all of this, in what way we exist, in what way we can advance. So all that will be clear, that our role is to bring the light to the world. Okay? Okay, everyone's calm. Yes, Niv?
No.
Go on.
I wanted to ask, yesterday, last night, thousands of people were sitting in connection circles in Rabin Square. It was an event that our captain in the reserved army initiated. He wrote a post that he's so sorry about the division and the hatred in the people of Israel on Facebook. After the what happened in Israel last week, and he invited anyone he wants to unite into connection. Thousands of people, the Arvut movement was there, and we had hundreds of circles of connection and talk circles. My question is, how important is this event in your eyes?
Very important. First of all, the people of Israel are the same group that Abraham formed out of all of the residents of Babylon, meaning from all of the human civilization 3,500 years ago. And this group took upon itself a goal of connection as its ideology. And it succeeded in living for 1,500 years until the destruction of the temple. In this state, in connection, as much as possible, sometimes more, sometimes less, but there was a clear tendency. And then this matter of connection, it shattered, and they fell to their egoistic wills to receive in a way that we exist also now. And the feeling of the upper reality, which is felt only with the forces of bestowal, with relationships of bestowal, of connection between us, this upper reality, it departed the senses, the sensations. But we need to renew that and awaken that, and the world needs it daily, every day, more and more. And we too, and Kabbalists tell us about this, and that is why the matter of connection is very important to us. That is the destiny of our organization, Bnei Baruch, that we do want to be as those that connect, that lead, that bring the purpose of the method of connection, the correct one, because there are many methods, unfortunately, that confuse the people. And we want to bring the correct method of connection, that, like Baal Salam writes to us here, that we're all egoists, and we're incapable of connecting, and we can't connect, and we will never be able to connect. We see that from this entire process that humanity went through. But we can do that only in one way. If we draw the force that's hidden in nature, the positive force, if we draw this force, and it will clothe in us and give us connection. Meaning, let's say we're all fighting with each other like a group of kids, and this force is like a cloud. It suddenly comes down on us, and it gives us the ability to treat each other nicely, to think of each other. We all calm down. We all see the others as our friends, that we should be together with them, and so on. There is such a force in nature. We need to awaken it. To awaken it, we need through certain specific actions of connections, not just any action. Because there are many such actions in the world, but in order to draw this force specifically, especially the one that can connect us, we need a method, a special method, and this method is called the method of Kabbalah. So we need to disseminate this method. It doesn't matter how you call it, Kabbalah or not, or if you call it in other forms of method of connection, it doesn't matter how. But the most important thing for us is to bring this force that will dwell in us. And it's required, it's highly required. In our time, we see in the reason of it, we see as much as we need it. And that only by drawing this light that reforms, this force of connection, this positive force, with respect to the negative force of our ego, to the extent we'll be able to draw this, we'll be able to succeed and to advance towards the good states. Otherwise, the state can be very, very dangerous for the existence of the people of Israel. That's why it's a very important event in my eyes. And of course, it's good for us to participate in such events. It's good for us to bring there the forms of the circle that I didn't hear yet, but I'd like to ask you, to what extent you felt that the circle specifically gives them a sense of realization that it's possible to sit down and connect. I would put down the two opposite forces, the two parties, from right, from left, say, if you can call it that way. They'll sit together in a circle and they'll try to talk about something that connects them, not about something that divides. It's difficult because Israel are a hard nation, but we need to work on it. And the good future of the world depends on it. That's the only hope. Yes.
So, my impression, I was in charge of two circles, I was a moderator, but I was impressed that there's a very warm and good feeling. At the same time, I would ask the participants in the end of the circle, is the connection and the unity for which you came over, can it be realized? How can it be realized? I'm not sure they would say only by such a circle we just were in.
I think that's a problem. That's the problem, that it's still a problem of the circle itself, that you didn't maybe guide them with the correct questions. You know, that you'll have a few guiding questions of how can we attain connection? Can it be attained? Can we do it through this force or that force? What's our future with or without connection? And so on. Meaning to bring that same question and answer that you're looking for, you need to give them, to guide them consistently, you need to arrive at it. Maybe there wasn't enough time, maybe, or questions, or the event itself was maybe too immersed in that sense of separation and in this maybe conflict. You need preparation for it as well, but it's good. And besides, did you also distribute materials?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a great action. Great action. Maybe Chaim will add.
One of the impressions there was that there were two young guys from the U.S. there, and one of them said that it's the 17th time he's here in Israel, and he always dreamed about how this land should be. And then he was in the circles, he was sitting in the circles, and he said, this is what I was looking for every time I came over, to see such a thing. This really warmed the heart. And just to add to what Niv says, it was an impression of many, many people there who said, where are you? How can such a thing be passed unheard? How didn't we feel it? How didn't we hear of it? So it was a very good impression, and we really have to say thank you to all the friends who came from all over Israel to organize these circles. They warmed up the people of Israel and connected L'chaim to all our friends.
Ken.
Yes.
One of the journalists wrote about this event. This is what he wrote about unity. He said, the word unity is too soft and gullible, and you don't see the results that can come out of this innocent term. So how can you thicken this concept and then help this?
Right, what the reporters write is clear. It's, how should I say, it's the dirtiest part of the nation. Because the media, in our days, they're not media, they're not communication. They're conflict-driven. They're constantly seeding conflict, this and here and this and that, like someone that wants to constantly get those annoyed and those, and enjoys separation. I don't know how to say it. There are those that eat the, you know, the dead animals. So that's just how it is. I'm sorry to say that, but their role had to be education of the people, and they're doing the opposite. How can you even say about a teacher that goes out to a student, look at this, do that, do this, look what he did to you? Can you imagine such a teacher? Can you imagine a teacher talking to kids that way? No. That's what they're doing towards the people of Israel. They don't feel they have a role. That's why what he writes here, I'm sorry to hear that. What is he saying? That it's impossible. Let's do this. Let's hit one another. That's life. That's, they're the heads of the criminals and nothing else. You see that in the United Nations, that same group that hopefully will disappear from the world. Yes.
It's interesting because there is some recognition of evil in the circle. I was a moderator. There was a moment of recess, and then they were looking at what the papers are writing, and they immediately said, look, they wrote hundreds of people came to demonstrate for the sake of the chief of staff of the army. And we didn't come over here, we came to unite, and there are thousands of people, not hundreds. So they really were checking what the media was writing, and there's they're sick of it already.
Yes, this comes today in all the world, against the elite, against the media, against this liberalism, this stinking liberalism. All of that is going to collapse, to disappear, and that's already felt. Although meanwhile they're seemingly in control, but now we are in a transition that they soon won't have what to control. This matter of the process of this gain, the workplace, everything they have, all of these things are will set the new world.
Maybe the question with which all these people who were in the events wake up is what's happening today? How can we continue this wonderful spirit we had last night? Okay, we had it last night for a few hours, but how do we find it today and tomorrow?
All of our lives, they're not in the Rabin Square, right? Our lives aren't there. That's where it was. Our lives are on the internet. Blogs, Facebooks, I don't know what. You need to be there. That is where you need to organize such events. And not to pull people on some evening to some kind of square, but to try and build virtual circles. Today, people are used to it. And I think we can succeed in that. Through our television, through everything, try. You need to give an example to that, and that's how you need to advance. Yes, Moscow, last question.
Dear group, today during the lesson and Today we had the Georgia group, Czechoslovakia, Chicago, 10 number 1 from Moscow, 10 number 27 from Petah Tikva. And we would like to thank all these 123 friends from 24 different countries who are actively participating in the lesson. They sent questions, and we would really want to, during the day, we have a wonderful opportunity to prepare the man in order to come connected as one man and one heart to the Yeshivat Chaverim. This is why, for us to concentrate it all, we asked the Chicago group to prepare the daily task. So please, Chicago group. We can't hear you. Zohar, we can't hear you.
Zohar, in sound.
Zohar, we can't hear you.
Chicago, אנחנו לא שומעים אתכם.
Okay, they sent us the task, so I can read it. Every 10 builds the greatness of the Creator today and passes it on to the 10 you were connected in the last duty you had as preparation to the Yeshivat Chavim. Again, every 10 builds the greatness of the Creator today and communicates it to the 10 you were in contact with in the last duty before the Yeshivat Chavim.
Okay, so until the Yeshivat Chavim.
We have an important question from Mexico. Jose from Mexico says that there are riots there about because they don't agree to the government's actions. So what should we, as Kabbalah students, how should we act? Should we go to the demonstrations or...
I'm against that. You shouldn't show any support or any resistance to it, no. In such ways where there are such demonstrations and protests against it, I don't think anyone can really listen to something. They'll only relate them to some kind of this side or that side, and it's not worthwhile. You shouldn't do that. I recommend not to interfere. Don't interfere. And by that,
the worldwide Yeshivat Chavarim today, 6:15, we're inviting all our friends from the world to unite, to connect, and be together in the world Yeshivat Chavarim. At this, we conclude. Thank you, all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Unity evening, connecting to the Congress. You're all invited to Petah Tikva Unity evening, Sunday, January 15th. We're going to have a Yeshivat Chavarim, a lesson and a workshop with Rav Lightman, a musical show and a meal. For details, 1-700-509-209. We are all as one worldwide Congress of Kabbalah Lam. Students, viewers of Channel 66, and friends, you're all invited to the World Kabbalah Congress February 21st through 23rd for details, kab.co.il. This we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day.